I haven't had nobody complain just yet about starting at noon. We live in such a world of go, 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 and yeah. Got to be here, got to be there. And this is just for me. I like to be able to take Sunday morning and really just relax, not just lazy now, but relax from the world.
Yes.
And think on God and get away from the job and the things we got to do all week and the run here, run there, and just say, Lord, I'm here to worship you. And I want to do it with all my heart and with all my life. I don't want to be thinking about other things. That's why I believe in being sincere. You know, we know the prophet taught us that we should try to get to church at least a half hour early.
Yes.
And that's not a legalism. I'm talking a love for God.
Amen.
And I've watched it wane on people and the message, especially just to where the love's almost gone.
Yes.
Where you got to force people to get to the house of God. You got to force people to worship. Amen. What kind of Christian needs forced to worship?
Amen.
Right.
True.
The only one that's backslid.
Right.
That's just the truth of it. Because if you know what God has done for you, you know what He's doing for you, you can't help but raise your hands.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can't help but say, I'm getting in the house of the Lord, and I want to be in the Spirit.
Yes.
When I get there.
That's true. Yes.
In a service here recently, and I went somewhere I hadn't been in a long time. I didn't remember exactly how long it would take and things like that. And when we got there visiting, we were running a little late for what I like, but service started about 7. We got there about 6:53, and I thought, God have mercy, we're barely walking in. And that's what I'm saying. I began to see that the church is starting to wane pretty bad with this love for the Lord, because we got in there and there's plenty of people in the vestibule. There's plenty of people down in the hallway. I walk in church, there's 3 people praying.
Amen.
Lord help
us. There's something wrong with that.
Yes.
I wish God would let us watch what happens in the church and fast forward.
That's
so we can
it.
See what happened this year and then see a service next year and see how Satan has crept in and took away the love of God.
That's right.
Right, amen.
That's right.
Because it's so gradual. Then Satan is so gradual. He fights one grain at a time. But if you let him rule, he'll take over.
Amen.
Oh yeah, he's good at that.
That's
he
true.
Don't just come out there and say, "Hey, I'm the devil."
Right.
Amen.
He say, "You know, we don't need to get church data rolling. It's all right."
Right.
And then I lead into, "Well, we don't need to really go on Wednesday. We'll make it on Sunday."
Amen.
And then it goes, well, I guess I could go on, but we'll probably make it to communion whenever they have that. But, you know, I just got things to do. I got one thing to do. I'm here to worship God.
Amen. Yes, that's true.
Don't we got to twist my arm either. I fell in love a long time ago.
Amen.
You don't got to force me to love my wife. You don't got to force me to love my spiritual husband either.
Amen.
That was all free. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. You got a nice 3-minute sermonette there.
Hallelujah.
I pray that blesses you.
Amen.
And maybe we're just here to say, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
You might be in the wrong category with what I just said, but that's okay as long as you can say, God, I accept it.
Yes.
Change me.
Yes.
Don't let
Hallelujah.
Me stay like that. Let me just love you with
yes.
a fire from on top.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Well, it's good to have all the visitors with us. We know why you're here. So let's go ahead and do that. Brother and Sister Sproles, would you come on up? Here to dedicate little Abraham to the Lord. We don't believe in infant baptism. We don't believe that he can give his heart to the Lord when he don't know what he's doing just yet. In fact, maybe just all come over here. Try to get as many people to be able to see as possible. But we do believe in dedicating children to the Lord. I believe Jesus did the same thing. He said, suffer little children to come to me, for such is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And I pray that you've come that with that kind of expectation.
Yeah.
That this is Papa God I'm coming to.
Amen.
And God have mercy. How many would know that these 2 would die for that little boy right there?
Amen.
And I pray as we dedicate him, you think of Jesus and how he looks at us.
Yes.
As his little children down here, and you think life's hard.
Yes.
But he's taking care of you.
Amen.
He's loving on you just as much as this family. And even more so. You know, the Bible says that a mother might forget her suckling child. And he said, but I can't forget you. You're on my hands.
Amen.
You're printed on there. So let me see if I can get little Abraham here for a minute. There you go, buddy. Well, hopefully I don't ruin that. You know, we could ask the family up, but I think that's everybody in this church right now. Just
Amen.
About. So let's just dedicate little Abraham to the Lord. Let's pray together. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this little blessing I'm holding this afternoon. We know that the Bible says that a child is like arrows in a man's quiver, and happy is the man that's got them full, Lord. And I believe that you've blessed Brother Thomas and Sister Melissa with a wonderful family, Lord. And I pray as they grow closer to you, may they lead Abraham by example into loving the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that they wouldn't compromise. But Lord, that when the world would try to lead Abraham as he grows up the ways of the ways of death. May the family, may the our brother and sister and the grandparents and all their influence, may they all lead little Abraham back to Christ, that he would serve you, Lord, with all his heart.
Yeah.
I pray, Lord, if you would carry, Lord, and he would come to that age of accountability, we dedicate him to you and we put the token on him, believing, Lord, that he'll receive the Holy Ghost, that he won't turn his back on the Word of God, but he'll accept it with all his heart and be converted. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that already atones for him, Lord, before that time, that even if you would come, we're going to take him with us, Lord, and we're so happy for that. We just ask this blessing now on our child and on the family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, little Abraham. You didn't quite look at me, but that's all right. You got him there, sir? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand up there. For a few minutes, we can stand to read the word if you have your Bibles. Let's open up to Ephesians chapter 3, and let's start at verse 13. I'd like to continue on the thought of going back to Ephesus. How many's enjoyed this so far?
Amen. Yes.
I believe that the way God started his church is the way he wants his church.
Yes.
I don't think God made a mistake when he wrote the word out. That's why we haven't had to add a book to this Bible over 2,000 years, because it was the right interpretation.
Yes.
Amen.
And aren't you glad there was a message to show us that in this day, that everything that's in this Bible is exactly the way it was supposed to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Excuse me. Just cough for a minute. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, they would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. For a subject this afternoon, I'd like to preach the only saving relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How many's heard that phrase used in any church I've ever been to, a saving relationship with Jesus Christ? But I'm here to tell you that most of the time when people say that, they don't know what it means.
Right.
And they're not leading people to a saving relationship with Christ. They're leading people to a church doctrine, a group of beliefs, a dogma of some sort, or just some idea. But no. We need to know what is that relationship.
Amen.
I, as the individual, need to have with Jesus Christ to know that I'm saved.
Help us, Lord.
We're here to speak on that this morning. Let's bow our heads together. Before we pray in his presence now, as each one bows reverently to the Lord. Do you have a need? You say, God, hear my heart's cry. While on others you're calling, don't pass me by. God bless each hand. I believe he hears your heart's desire. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that first you said where two or three would gather together, you'd be here, Lord. And anybody that's got a spiritual bone anywhere knows that the presence of God is here now. We pray, Heavenly Father, that first the blood would forgive us, Lord, of all of our iniquities, all of our shortcomings, and we'd be able to come to the presence of God with confidence that we've been accepted in the Beloved. I pray for everyone that's here under the sound of my voice now. If there's one soul here that doesn't know you, I pray that this service would show them the relationship they need to get, and we're happy to know it's still available, Lord. The door of grace is quickly closing, but I pray that you'll sweep in every soul we can find before it closes. Move on this service, we pray. May man step aside, and may the Almighty God come and speak to his people. I pray for the sick and afflicted, that this service, Lord, the Holy Spirit could come and heal each one. I pray for the discouraged, Lord, that you'd come and bring encouragement by the Spirit of God. I pray for the backslidden, Lord, that they could leave back on fire for you and shun all the things of the world and follow you with all their heart.
Yes,
commit this service to your hands, Lord, and we're coming expecting great things from our great God. Thank you for loving us so much, Lord. We appreciate it with all our hearts. Be here today, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. With the help of the Lord, I'm going to try not to be too long this morning. Starting a little bit later than what we usually do. I'm just happy to be a Christian today.
Amen.
In an age where everybody's losing their mind, in an age when Christianity, most of what's preached anymore has lost its power. I'm glad to be in the word of the hour to know that Jesus Christ is still the same today as he ever was. Amen. The man that walked on a boat when he saw a storm that would kill his children, he was able to get up and act like they should have known better. He didn't brag on that storm. He got up and said, "Storm, get out of the way. Be still." Amen. And it stopped. That's the God I serve today.
Yes.
He's still the same God. How many believes that?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
As we know, the Bible says confession's made with the mouth. Yes. So you hear something good, you go ahead and say amen.
Amen.
That ain't me. You're amening now. That's Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because he is the word, and he's still manifesting himself today.
Amen.
What's the reason people don't have this relationship is, first off, it's not preached the way the Bible brought it.
Amen.
And if you bring something that's not the word, you'll never get the word's results.
Amen.
It's totally impossible, because the word is not a thing, it is the person.
Amen.
It is God. In the beginning was the word. This is John 1:1. In the beginning was the word was with God, yet the word was God.
Amen.
And we know that later on that the word was made flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to get into this, the only saving relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, the first thing I need to talk about is what he says here in verse 14. For this cause, if you have your Bibles, you might want to be writing down. God bless you, brother. Just notice y'all back there. It's good to have you with us. You know, obviously, we got a packed house today, but hey, I'm okay with that. Services
Amen.
Like this where I say, Lord, if we're going to have packed out, you give us a new building.
Amen.
God gave us this place. I can testify how we got this, and we got it cheaper than what we thought we were going to and everything, and God's provided all of our needs according
Amen.
To his riches and glory.
Yeah.
And if God brings many souls, which I'm desiring
yes.
souls.
Hallelujah.
I didn't say members now.
That's right.
I desire souls.
That's right.
I desire people that love God with all their heart. Those that come into this saving relationship
yes.
with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Which I will spill it for you, is a man that receives the baptism of the Holy
Amen.
Ghost and is changed
Amen.
From death unto life.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So first, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Yes.
And I've seen many people struggle with this, especially a Trinitarian belief of figuring out what is the name of our God anyhow.
Truth.
You know, Buddhas figured out who their God was a long time ago.
Right.
Mohammedans know who their God. Allah is our God and Muhammad is his prophet.
Amen.
But for some reason, the Christian church can't figure out who they believe.
Amen.
True.
Amen.
Is it Yahweh?
No.
Is he Jehovah?
Good.
Is he El Shaddai?
Right.
Who is this God that we serve? And even Moses wanted to know.
Right.
When he met God face to face, he says, "Tell me who I'm going to say met with me."
Right.
Amen.
And we know the word for the day wasn't fully revealed just yet. He said, "Go tell him I am."
Right. Amen.
I'm sure Moses thought, "God, you ain't got nothing better." I am. Like, they're going to believe it. He said, "No, no." And he said it again. "You go tell them that I am that I am."
Amen.
Not just any person. I'm the one that always was.
Amen.
I'm the one that never needed creating.
Yeah.
I'm the creator.
Yeah.
Go tell them I've come.
Yeah.
To set my people free.
Amen.
He said before, when Moses walked into Pharaoh's court, Pharaoh thought Moses was saying, "Let my people go."
Right.
But the spiritual believer saw,
Hallelujah.
That wasn't Moses.
Yes.
That was God standing
yes.
in his prophet say, "Let my people go."
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Shouldn't be surprised if the unbelievers don't know what God we believe in.
Amen.
Amen. The unbelievers ain't just out in the world now.
Mm-hmm.
Satan's a little trickier than that.
Right.
The Bible says that it'll be so close, if it was possible, it would deceive the very elect.
Right.
People looking for the Antichrist out in politics and things of the world and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's not out there.
No.
That's too obvious.
Right.
Antichrist literally means to remove and replace.
Right.
Right.
Truth.
So they're not going to just do away with God. They're not going to do away with Jesus Christ. They're just going to push away the man Jesus Christ and put in another man.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Truth.
You can do it today too.
Amen.
Right.
You can do it with yourself.
Right.
You're the God of the age. You know God. Oh my! You got the revelation everybody else needs.
Amen.
Right.
Public Lord.
You can do it with Brother Branham.
Yes.
Amen.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't saying the word he brought. I believe the words of God.
Amen.
The vessel I do not worship.
Amen.
I do
Amen.
Not worship Daniel. I do not worship Moses. I don't worship any of those men. There's one man I was told to worship,
Amen.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Show me where the prophet ever told us to do any different.
That's right.
That's true.
And we look at that name that we just read here. It said the whole family in heaven and earth has one name.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, where did that name come from? And you can turn there if you want. I got a lot of scriptures. So if you can't write them all down, if you can't turn there fast enough, how about you listen to it again later? Amen. And I'm going to show you this is the scriptural truth.
That's right.
I don't preach something I've come up with. I don't preach something I can't support. I believe the Word of God. And whatever we believe ought to be in there. And if it's not, you need to go ahead and take that little doctrine, that little thought, and throw it in the trash.
That's
where it belongs.
Amen.
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 Matthew 28:19 says this. Go ye therefore, Jesus' great commission to his church. I think this is something we ought to be doing then. How many agrees with me?
Amen. Amen.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations,
yes,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Good.
And how we've seen the carnal mind take that and say, well, I guess that's his name.
Yeah.
Anybody here named Father by any chance?
No.
How many fathers are here today? Raise your hand.
Amen.
Your father? Yeah, praise God. How many of you write on your check, Father? You don't do that. How many sons we got here? There you go. Look at that. We got the hands going up. How many of you first name Son?
No.
Not true. Well, we know that the Holy Ghost is what God is. It's just as much as us being human.
That's
how many
right.
of y'all are named human? Or homo sapien, whatever you want to say. That's not our name. It's just attributes of who we are.
Right.
And as I've spoken before, the word in there, in the Greek, and you, I know I use that term, but some people get all, oh, he's talking Greek. Oh, get scared. No, I'm just telling you that the word there for in is not the same as what I'm about to read next to.
That's right.
The word in here means unto.
Right.
It means you're going to it. So these are three signposts that'll lead you to what that name is.
Right.
Let me prove it to you in the Bible. Is that all right?
Yes.
John 5:43 says this. This is Jesus speaking. Like as I said before, if you can't get there, that's fine. Just listen. Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name.
Amen.
And you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
That's good.
Jesus' own, when Jesus was called Jesus, he said, that's not even my name.
Right.
That's the name of the Father.
Amen.
Yes. Good.
The name of the Father. So we got one thing down.
Uh-huh.
This name needs to also be the name of the Son.
Right.
Amen.
Matthew 1:21. Speaking to Mary, and she shall bring forth the Son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Yes.
Check that one off the list.
Amen.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
Right.
Jesus speaking in John 14:26, he says this, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Don't need a big spiritual revelation to figure out who he's talking about.
Amen.
Which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name.
Yes.
The name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. It's all just one.
Amen.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now there's something he said about this name that he wanted his disciples to specifically do. What was it? To go baptize in the name of that I'm talking about here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I just show you the Bible. That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's his name.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jesuses and Jesuses around. There's a lot that go by the name Christ.
Right.
There's probably some lords out there too, but there's only one that can say he's all of them.
Yeah.
He stands right now on the throne of God,
yes,
where he's been for all eternity.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We know he, before he became flesh, he was the Word, but the person of the Word has never changed.
Right.
It's the same person all the time.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We understand that that name was also the name of the entire family. And the apostles knew this. They had a revelation because every time they baptized, and I'm going to go through these, can we teach today?
Amen.
Y'all make me preach eventually anyway, so you might want to teach for a few minutes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I believe in gospel teaching because gospel teaching gets people to believe.
Yeah.
Doesn't get people to fall asleep.
That's right.
That's not the kind of teaching I'm talking about. I'm talking about Holy Ghost directed teaching.
Amen.
That like I don't have to come over there and reteach everything and say, I believe it. I receive that word.
Amen.
And I want you to walk out well.
Amen.
I want you to walk out delivered. Amen. Don't even need hands laid on. You just believe the word.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what teaching's all about. Like Brother Ram talked about, I believe it was Tommy Hicks or Tommy Osborne, one of the two. He said he's a teacher out there, and what he would do is just teach the people the word. about how the devil's defeated and how they can receive healing. So you just sit back and watch the Spirit just take care of everything.
Right.
Because if you get a revelation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Not an education now.
That's it.
A revelation.
Yes.
From the Almighty.
Amen.
That you can literally see the devil under your foot.
Amen.
Right.
Because we're going to find out it's because of what name you're a part of.
Amen.
That all things were made subject to that one name.
Hallelujah.
Acts 2:38 says
this.
Remember, he told the disciples before he left, you need to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We just found where the Bible said that that name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the apostles did the same thing. We're talking about going back to the church when it started right.
Right.
The only difference between them and us is the dispensation we live. The same word that was there is here to manifest itself again.
Amen.
The new dispensation. We'll take a rapture. Paul didn't.
Right.
Paul had to go to the grave. Peter had to go to the grave. But I ain't going to no grave.
Hallelujah.
People get offended to say that, but I got faith that I ain't going to die.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Acts 8:15. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. We're talking about being in that saving relationship now.
Amen.
You see how the Holy Ghost is here every time.
Amen.
And he'll never get away from it. So for those of you that think we just need to, well, I believe Brother Brandon to be a prophet. I believe the word of this day, you know, and I believe it's reasonable understanding. We're watching that fall apart on every side.
Amen.
You don't get to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a new life in Christ,
Hallelujah.
Which will agree with that word now.
Yes.
Don't let me tell you that. No. You can't say you've got the word for the day and you don't got the word for the day.
Amen.
You couldn't live in the days of Noah and say, yeah, I believe Noah, but I ain't getting in the ark.
That's good.
You don't believe Noah by your own life. It's testifying so loud, I can't hear your word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Truth.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Acts 8:15 says this, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on him and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And one more here and I'll move on. Acts 19:4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
How else do you keep the scripture from contradicting itself if that name that Jesus said it was, and the Bible already declared, was all one name and the whole family in heaven and earth was named that name?
Yeah. Right.
He said he was the only begotten Son. Well, how in the world are we sons of God then?
Come on.
Good.
We'll get to that here in a minute.
Yes.
He's the only one that's saved. How are you and I going to get saved?
Amen.
That's good.
Come on now.
Praise the Lord.
Like barely, I'm trying to teach. I just want to go. Another scripture, like if you're there in the book of Acts, let's turn to this. And then we're going to flip back verse, or we'll go to chapter 22, and then I'm going to go back to chapter 4 here. Acts 22. Not one time did the disciples baptize in any other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Never.
Never.
Right.
You'll never find that in the early church either. They
That's
always
true.
Baptized under that name because they knew what it was.
That's right.
They knew that was what Jesus told them to do.
That's true.
And they proved it because the Holy Ghost came.
Amen.
And lives were changed.
Yes.
And people got the joy of the Lord on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Not the joy of the Lord that's in most message churches anymore.
Well,
praise God.
Amen.
I guess I'm saved. I guess I'll just lay here and kind of relax.
Good, brother.
If you come to church with that kind of attitude, you will get zero out.
That's right.
And I ain't going to be totally legalistic on every little thing you do and say and all that stuff. I think that's nonsense. But I do know there was a day, because my grandpa was a deacon a few generations ago, obviously, but when a man, you put an arm around a sister and he went up to him and said, we ain't doing that here. We're here for the Lord.
Amen. True.
Find someone chewing gum and go put a box in front of them and say, hey, spit that out.
That's
we're here
right.
for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
And it's not, if you go the legalism route, where I guess that person's lost, then you're in trouble. Okay?
Right.
But if it's just, look, focus on Him.
Yes. Yes. Right.
That you care about that person. You know, if we get distracted with, and it's very easy to do it.
Yes.
You know, even this morning, trying to get everybody seated. Well, I understand it's hard to stay focused, but look, be spiritual now.
Amen.
Even if you've got a movement, thanks to God, help me not disturb you.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit's very timid.
Yeah.
And people think that God's this big brute who just kicks down doors and says, "Here I am, can't you see me?" Tell me when Jesus did that.
That's right.
He said he was so quiet, he wouldn't break a reed out there. He wouldn't even, or however that scripture goes, you couldn't hear him in the streets when he was preaching.
Right.
People get this wrong conception of God. God is the most humble person there ever was.
Amen. Because
he had, now look, you got to have power to be humble.
Right.
Because if you ain't got nothing, you're just a realist.
Right.
If you're a beggar and poor and, you know, and you're just laying on the street poor and stuff, that's not being humble yet.
No.
It's someone that's got mansions and riches and glory and walks around just like that man that's on the streets.
Amen.
And enough to get down there and stoop and bring him up.
Amen.
Say, come on, let me help you out.
Help us, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Acts 22. This is Paul talking about his conversion when he was on trial. Let's just go to verse 14. And he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see the just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, washing away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Let me just quote another scripture that goes along with that. It's Romans 10:9. It said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that thou hast raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And my, how the denominations have stole that scripture and applied it to just, well, I believe Jesus rose from the dead. Guess I'm saved.
Right. Truth.
That's not how you call in the name of the Lord. Yeah. When Paul the apostle,
Amen.
The greatest ministry outside of this age, just outshine anyone.
Right.
When Ananias, we know the story, was blind from the Holy Ghost. We know you got to be spiritually minded now because nobody else saw the pillar of fire.
Right.
But Paul so saw it, it blinded him.
Right.
Physically.
Right.
He saw it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
And Ananias was led by the Spirit to go to this persecutor and to go pray for him. They could receive a sight and receive the Holy Ghost. And he commands them, call on the name of the Lord. How? Repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's how you call on His name.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You've got to be identified in that name, which means it'll produce a life.
Yes.
It'll do something, not just a dried eye confession. Yes. I accept Jesus as my Savior.
Amen.
I can't stand that either, because how many souls are going to hell because some preacher said that that's all they needed to do.
That's true.
That they didn't need a conversion. No, you need to stay there until the old man dies.
Hallelujah.
You can raise a new life.
Yeah.
Until then, you have not called on the name of the Lord, and you're not saved yet. You don't have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's good.
Amen.
It's true.
And Peter didn't play around with this either. That's why I want to go to Acts 4. This wasn't just a suggestion to be in the name of Jesus Christ. This was a commandment. You must do this.
That's right.
In Acts 2, as we read there in Acts 2:38, what was the question before that? Peter had just ripped them head to toe. That you killed the Messiah. The one you think's Lord is the one you just hung on that tree there.
Right.
And right now, his blood's on your hands.
Right.
And they had enough revelation to go, oh my, we're lost.
Right.
That's the problem. Most people never get to that spot. They think they're kind of saved.
Right.
No, you're either lost or you're saved. There ain't
that's
no halfway about it.
That's true.
And they asked Peter, said, what do we do then? I think that's a good question.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I mean, if you've been cornered like that when you had your head full of a bunch of knowledge, not any revelation just yet, and somebody came up and said, well, how do I get saved? You go to church and, you know, pay your... No! No! I hope that didn't knock the beat off somebody, but it sure got quiet.
Yeah.
You lead them to Christ.
That's right.
The way every apostle did, way every evangelist did, they led them to repent of their sins, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and to receive the Holy Ghost. Until then, they didn't let them go.
Amen.
They didn't say they were going to be okay. They said that you have to do this. And Peter says this about the name of Jesus, Acts 4:10, "Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation, any saving.
Amen.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men, whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Every scheme of the devil I've ever seen will trail down to taking the name of Jesus Christ away from a person.
Sure.
Because in there, in that name, the name that God chose for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which we understand is just different manifestations of the same God, His name the whole time was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And He came, as we know, as titles. That were the name was hidden behind, but it would lead you to it.
Amen.
Right. Every one of those names, Jehovah Rapha, does Jesus heal?
Yes.
Yes, He does. Yes. Jehovah Shammah is He our peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've never seen, as Brother Bram talked about that argument of the man, he said, does the names of Jehovah apply to Jesus or not?
That's good.
And you're going to be fighting out of a paper bag or something to try to argue that. Of course, all those things apply to Jesus Christ. He did every single one of them.
Hallelujah.
What name was any devil ever cast out in? The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What name was anyone baptized in? The name of Jesus Christ. There was no other name given amongst men now. Now look, that attribute of the Father had to become the Son, or we'd all be lost.
Hallelujah.
But I'm glad that He did it.
Yes.
And He could say on the cross, not, well, I hope it'll be all right. It is finished.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I want every person in here, if you can't receive the same relationship with God, I want you to at least know what it is, because I don't want your blood on my hands.
Right.
Too many preachers have been afraid to offend people. I'm not afraid to offend anybody with the truth, because the truth will find the elect of God.
Amen.
If you get offended because of the Bible, you're not converted.
Amen.
There's no middle ground for this. If you accept the word from the love of God because you believe that God said this, God's word, God said it, and I receive it.
Amen.
Then you got love for God. And then I got a lot of confidence you love the Lord.
Amen.
But that person that'll rile up and say, well, that ain't the way somebody else told me about it. I don't care who somebody else is. I don't care about what I got to say about it.
Amen.
What did the Bible say about it?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's true.
I said that earlier, but He's the only begotten Son.
Amen.
Yet we know that John in the book of 1 John said, now we're the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen.
How does that all come together? If He's the only Son, if He's the only name in heaven, where in the world are we?
Glory! Yes.
Yes, amen.
There's only one saving relationship with Jesus Christ, and it's not just confessing, well,
no.
I love you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to confess your name. I believe you're raised from the dead, and you better.
Right.
As Paul said, if he didn't raise from the dead, we're all men most miserable. What in the world? Who wants to live for this life?
Right.
Those people that believe this is the millennium, I feel bad for you.
Right.
God have mercy. If this is all you're looking for, I am a man most miserable.
Yeah.
I ain't living for here. I'm living to leave.
Amen.
And I'm living to try to get anybody else I can
Hallelujah.
To come with me.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Now, there's only one place of salvation. And I'm going to show you that this is what the apostles taught over and over again. And I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I could have filled an entire iPad full of this.
Right.
I had to cut it off. I said, God have mercy. I don't want to keep them here all afternoon. And again, if you want to turn there. But there's only one place that anyone has ever saved. That's in Christ.
Right.
And how many times that gets thrown around, you know, we just didn't. No, you literally.
Yeah.
Because the spiritual realm is more real than this.
Yeah.
You literally have to have your life source be in Him.
Amen.
Or you will not be there. There's no redemption for you. There's no salvation for you. You are outside the kingdom of God. Because if you're going to be in the kingdom, you always were in the kingdom.
Amen.
Because something that's eternal
Hallelujah.
Never starts.
Yes.
It never ends.
Hallelujah.
So for you to have eternal life, you have to have something in you that never had a beginning.
Yes.
And it can never end.
Yes.
And the only way... The Bible told us this. The only way for us to know is the witness of the Holy Ghost.
That's,
that's why He said He gave the Spirit of God so we can have a witness
Amen.
That we're saved.
Amen.
Look, God's not learning who's going to be saved and who ain't. He already knew all about it.
That's right.
He already predestinated. Oh my, I said that word, didn't I?
Yes.
Sorry, that's in the Bible.
Amen.
Everybody that was saved was already saved.
Right.
Everybody that received the Holy Ghost already had it in the mind of God before the foundation of the world.
Truth.
Well, as we know, the Bible, Jesus was very plain. You'll know them by their fruits. And as we watch, as you all know about the church down there in Lima and things and all this nonsense that's happening. It's just proving what these people are.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to say that.
That's right.
I don't need a big group. I want Holy Ghost filled people. Holy Ghost filled people can look at that situation and say, yeah, that man's a deceiver. I'm glad he was moved out.
Right.
Amen. I'm not going to be popular. That wasn't me now.
That's true.
I don't want to say this.
That's true.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
Paul said, remember those that they're spreading this, their mouths must be stopped.
Amen.
And to me, you know what that showed? There's an elect of God still there.
Amen.
Because they're going to hear the truth.
Hallelujah.
Not this wishy-washy halfway, cut your hair, live any way you want to, smoke, drink, be a Christian. No, no, sir.
That's right. That's
life from above. You must be born again.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I believe that with all my heart. I would never put just anyone out of the kingdom. They take themselves out.
Yeah, that's true.
And you say, well, can you say that? Paul said to those Jews, he said, you count yourselves unworthy. Yeah. From now on, we go to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
And I'll say the same thing. These cold, starchy, dead message people been around 50 years. You don't want it. I'll find someone who does.
Hallelujah.
And we have.
Hallelujah.
Yes. By their fruits you know them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Talking about that same relationship with Jesus. I told you I ain't going to teach too well. But that's all right. Let me get in this. Let me go through these scriptures. Again, if you can't get to them, write them down. Listen to the tape later. Listen that this is what God wants us to know in this hour.
Yeah.
Where we are, where we were, and where we'll always be. Because then you can have assurance.
Yes. Amen.
Then you don't got to tremble up to the judgment. You can walk right in the door. Yes. Say, Father, I'm home.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That shows you. That's the showdown.
Yes.
Let the presence of God come close. You'll find out who's a real Christian or not.
That's true.
Because if you're not, you're trembling.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Because the fear of the Lord is not the same as when you ain't right with God.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord, I believe every Christian should have, is a great respect for God.
Amen.
And when he comes, and that's why I talk about coming to church early and praying and stuff. We do that because we respect him and we love him and we appreciate him. It's not about you saying, well, Brother Andrew told me to do that.
No.
If you do anything because I told you to do that, stop.
Right.
If it's not a revelation to you. Now look, you can obey anyways. I believe God will honor that.
Right.
But you pray, God, I know you said that. I know your prophet said that. I know what the word says.
Yeah.
Put that thing in my heart because I know it's right.
Amen.
And I've never seen him turn a person down.
Amen.
I've never seen him turn one sincere heart down.
Amen.
So when
Hallelujah.
I watch somebody come, say, well, I've been looking for the Holy Ghost 10 years. I said, no, you're not sincere yet.
Right.
Because every time they got filled with the Holy Ghost, it took about, what, a millisecond?
Good.
It takes the right amount of faith.
Amen.
Right.
It takes unwavering faith. It takes recognizing who you are.
Amen.
And what's happening to you.
Right.
That the life that's in you was always there.
Right.
And all you're doing is quickening that life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That it can spring forth and push all this worldly stuff out of the way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're just putting on Christianity like a shirt. And I'll tell you right now, that shirt will get dirty. And you'll have to go wash it again, get a nice revival going, and then you'll be a Christian again for maybe a week or two. And then it's got to be who you are.
Yes.
Not who you, maybe one day I'll be the Word. No, I am the Word because I've received the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 True.
2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
These things that Jesus said, that the works that I do shall you do also. And my, how we thought, buddy, what are you talking about, Jesus? I mean, come on, you're like way up there and I'm way down here. No.
Amen.
No, what was the beginning of... The beginning of Ephesus says, look, we're already blessed with all things in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And the prophet said that is our right position in Christ, is to be in heavenly places. So when I watch people on the roller coaster, I say, hey, just get up in the sky and that roller coaster don't mean nothing no more. You just fly over it.
Yes.
Say, well, TARDIS says, no, leave that alone. Get out of there.
Yes.
Raise up and say, I'm in Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God doesn't see me.
Yes.
He sees him. And he was already accepted.
Yes.
Actually, I had that scripture right here. I'm going to read it. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him.
Amen.
Where were you when he picked you? You were in Christ.
Praise
literally.
Holy
where
name.
Was I before I was born?
Oh,
I was
you,
in that
Lord.
Man.
Yes, right.
And through a process, God brought me forth physically.
Right.
Amen.
And we know that the natural things are just symbols to show you what the spiritual was.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Show me one thing that doesn't produce after it's caught.
Yes.
That's where evolution falls apart real quick.
That's right.
Because it never happens that
yes.
way.
Right.
And there ain't no Christian evolution either. I'm not a sinner that God's gently evoluting into a Christian.
No.
I was always a Christian.
Hallelujah.
I was an eagle who had that chicken suit on because the world put it on me.
Yeah.
And I tried to cluck, and I just couldn't do it right, and I looked stupid.
Amen.
How many of you have been like that? You're out there trying to drink with those guys. You can't drink like they do. You hear me now?
Amen.
You can't party. Just don't do this right. Why am I? Because you're not a good sinner. Because you're a Christian.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm so happy for the predestination of God, because had I picked out what I wanted,
thank you, Jesus.
I wouldn't have got picked.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I ain't good enough.
Yeah.
I ain't worthy of this. And he said, no, that's fine. I already picked you. Sorry.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He picked us before the foundation of the world in Christ, because God was he was the eternal. Nothing else was but him.
Right.
And that's that realm of the human mind that you just can't get to.
No.
Amen.
It's something we believe by faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Then God became, as we know, it's called the Logos in the Greek, but the Word.
Amen. Yeah.
So that now the angels, and when they were created, they could look to something, they could worship something, and there he was standing. As we know, when Moses saw him, he said it was the backside of a man.
Right.
Hallelujah. And how could it have been, if we're made in his image, he must look like a man?
Yeah.
And sure enough, when God was made flesh, he wasn't a hippo.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
You say, of course, but we treat it that way, don't
yeah.
we? Oh, Jesus is that kind of life, and I'm over
yeah.
here. Oh, maybe one way I can crawl over there or evolute over to that. No.
Mm-hmm.
I was in him.
Yeah.
When he came to earth, he was packing eternal life.
Yeah.
As we know, and let me see if I find it real quick. Colossians 2:9 says this, for in him, that's Jesus Christ, in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many times have I had to say that?
Hallelujah.
We stop a little short of our blessing sometimes. Go ahead
yeah.
and eat it all. It's all good for you.
Amen.
Colossians, the next verse, verse 10. And ye are complete in him.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. Because
when he came, as we know, that all those attributes of God were in him. He didn't create himself. God always was. The creation of God was God becoming tangible. Becoming physical, and you can touch him and you can hold him. As we know that John said, that we've held the word of life, we've held it, and we have the same in this day.
Amen.
God is being made
thank
flesh
you,
again
Lord.
In the hearts of every believer.
Yes.
We're in that Son of Man disposition.
Yes.
Don't let that stuff go by the wayside.
No.
That's the time we're in. It's not God up here,
no.
It's God here.
Amen.
It's God manifesting himself out of me.
Hallelujah.
That the signs of the believer still follow
yes.
my life.
Yes.
These signs follow them that believe. They'll go start great churches.
Amen.
They'll go start wonderful programs.
No.
They'll go help the poor and needy. That ain't a sign. That's things Christians ought to do. I believe that. But if it ain't if the foundation's wrong, don't build the house.
Amen. Amen.
There ain't no point in putting on a roof just on the ground. You can't live there.
No. Truth.
Get the foundation right. What was the foundation laid? On the revelation that Jesus said.
Amen.
On this rock. When Peter said, you're the Christ.
Yes.
He said, on this rock, I'll build my church. On the revelation of who Jesus Christ was.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it's not. God was both male and female. That's what we're getting to. This name, the saving relationship that I'm talking about is being in him.
Hallelujah.
Being in his name. Oh my, don't let the devil take a blessing today.
Hallelujah.
Find where you are in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that what? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself.
Amen.
The life that had come out of him, he wants to see it raised and come back to
him.
just as much as my father wanted to have a son and watch his life become another being that he could fellowship with.
Amen.
The only difference was he didn't know me, but the Bible said he knew us before the foundation. He told Jeremiah, before you were even in the womb, I already knew you, and I ordained you a prophet.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 1:19 says this, For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea.
Yes.
And if you get out of Christ, there's a lot of nay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't get up early enough today and pray like I should. There's, oh, my, I guess I ain't getting blessed today. You know the attitude to take when you know you're wrong? There's only one thing to do.
Yes.
Repent.
Amen.
Accept his blood.
Hallelujah.
And worship him.
Yeah.
We'll stop so short. Why? An evil heart of unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
That's what it is. Sin isn't just adultery and stealing and murder. And I realize people like sin getting preached against as long as they ain't doing it.
That's true. Right.
You say that's foolish, but even the world believes that. Yeah. My, if we're going to be Christians, at least, you know, these selfish, greedy people, we need to preach on that. But you start talking about being homosexual or something, or you know, if you got a bunch of liberals about abortion and things like that, oh my, they'll let you know right now that that's okay. Mm-hmm. And even most of the Christian church will at least believe that, but you start bringing it down to holiness, and you know, we shouldn't be drinking, we shouldn't be smoking, we shouldn't be cussing, we shouldn't be going, you know, skipping church for other things of the world.
Truth.
And that includes our birthday parties and all that stuff too.
Amen.
I've watched deacons miss church for birthday parties. In the message.
Right.
Amen. I'd be a little bit more sincere than that.
Amen.
Amen. And I ain't trying to start a doctrine. I ain't say it's wrong to celebrate birthdays or anything, but it's really not a Christian thing.
Right.
Okay. The only time you find it in the Bible was, I believe it was Herod and Pharaoh or somebody celebrating birthdays. And like I said, I'm not trying to preach against it. I'm just saying that this is something we're supposed to do. Come to church.
Amen.
We're supposed to get baptized. These are things that God told us to do.
Amen.
That should usurp anything that's kind of extra or on the fringe or something
that's
like that.
True.
Sure, amen.
Right.
Amen. But in him was yea, for 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yea.
Right.
And in him. Amen. What does amen mean? So be it. It's over. It's done. This is the promise of God.
Amen.
If you find yourself outside of Christ trying to get in, you'll never have a yay promise.
Right.
It'll be yay and yay. Well, if the weather's right and we had a good, powerful service, maybe I'll get healed today.
Right.
That's a yay and nay kind of promise. The promise that he healed all of our infirmities.
Right.
He did it already.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 1 John 2:5. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily the love of God, or is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. I'm talking about a saving relationship
That's
with Jesus
right.
Christ.
Yeah.
Hope I'm not going too long. I see y'all. Is it hot, isn't it? It's a little toasty. We got all right. Well, I got
Feel
one.
Good.
Amen.
Amen.
I want the word.
Amen.
Feel good.
I didn't start preaching for a little while, so I ain't been 45 minutes yet. Praise the Lord. We want to know that we have this saving relation with him. As I just shown you, it's only when you're in Christ.
Right.
And hereby we know that we're in him. Whosoever keepeth his word.
Yeah.
So when you're fighting against the word, all you're doing is manifesting that you're not in him yet.
That's good. Amen. That's good.
Because I want to know.
Yes.
Look, I love 1 John, and that's why I'm not getting out of that book we're doing on Wednesday nights right now.
Yes.
He lets you know we can know things as Christians.
Hallelujah.
Everybody thinks we just got to confess and believe and maybe it'll happen out just right. No, we know.
Amen. Right.
We know we're the sons of God.
Amen.
We know that we're in Christ because his word is in me and the love of God is being perfected out of my life.
Amen.
Because what's the proof of eternal life? You have a life lived for others.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son of God hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
Amen.
That's pretty. That's a little strong doctrine, isn't it? Well, can I kind of have the Son? No.
No.
As I said before, he's the only one saved. You got to be in him.
That's good.
If you don't have him in you and you in him, as he said, that at that day you'll know that I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, and I'm in you and you in me, you won't be there.
That's right. Amen. It's true.
Let me finish on this scripture, and I got a few quotes, and we'll wrap it up here. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true.
Amen.
Even in His Son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
This is the true God.
Right.
And eternal life.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, what's up with that? If Jesus is really a different person than the Father, how come He's got eternal life but the Father don't? I guess the Father's going to end at some point.
No.
See how foolish this gets real fast.
Yes.
If it's not the same person, our Bible don't make any sense.
Amen.
Now, it's not the same manifestation.
No.
Right.
I want to make
right.
sure you understand this. God has condescended
right.
down to man.
Right.
He's come in other forms.
Yes.
He's come as a pillar of fire.
Yes.
He's come as a pillar of cloud.
Yes.
He came as what they thought was a man, found out it was an angel because he went
right.
up in the fire.
Yes.
He come one time so much like a man that he wrestled with someone.
Yes. Yes.
And he wrestled all night with Jacob. How many knows the story?
Right.
People
Amen.
Think that's an angel. The Bible says that Jacob said, I met God face to face.
Amen.
And I beat him somehow.
Hallelujah.
He won his wrestling match, didn't
yes.
he? Said, I ain't letting you go until you bless me. And you might think, oh God, your promise is way up there. You wrestle a while.
Yes.
He'll let you win.
Yes.
He wants to bless you
yes.
more than you want it. I'll be honest, 1 John 5:20 is a scripture I've never had a Trinitarian be able to explain to me at all. How is the Son the one true God?
Uh-huh. Good.
You know why? He is the manifestation that we needed.
Right.
Yes.
Without it, we'd be nowhere.
Right.
If God stayed here and we stayed down here and we weren't in Him, we wouldn't have salvation.
Right.
Because God cannot tolerate sin.
Right.
He said the day of sin, that day you die.
How
many sin and fall short of the glory of God?
Help us, Lord.
Okay, there's only three
yes.
honest souls here. How many fall
yes.
short of the grace
yes.
of the glory
yes.
of God?
Help us.
So according to God's judgment, which God cannot lie, we're going to hell.
Amen.
Right.
That's why the Bible says, reckon yourselves dead
yes.
and alive.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That the old man in his conversation, everything he wants to do, he's buried.
Yes.
And he's rotten in the
Hallelujah.
Grave. And I've got a new life that didn't
yes.
start. It came from eternity.
Yes.
And now it's in me.
Yes.
And I'm watched, judge it by the fruit. Does it produce the same life of Christ or not?
Yes.
And if it is, how we ought
yes.
to rejoice.
Yes.
Glory to
yes.
God. Out of the mouth of faith.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even God one time came in the form of Melchizedek, and He met Abraham there, the Slayer of the Kings. And He was a man that Abraham could law and he ate and he did everything, but he wasn't a kinsman.
Right.
He had been created. God had created Himself a new body, and God can do that.
Right.
He's
Amen.
God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
All these limitations I hear of God. Well, God can heal me, but you know, I...
Good.
Well, God can save me, but you know, I... And every time I ask, well, you ain't going to get saved.
No. Right.
You know, salvation requires you to have faith.
That's it.
People think that God's just going to dump it on you, and there you go. No, you got to believe it.
Amen.
So I come unto yes. Him. No matter what condition you're in, if I come in with a sincere heart,
yes.
as the apostles told me to, calling on the name of the Lord, repenting of who I am,
yes.
and say, God, I'm not ashamed. I'll be baptized in your name. Fill me with your spirit.
Right.
He will.
Amen.
And when God sees you after that's happened, He can't see you no more.
Amen.
He can't see the old man. He's done away.
Amen.
There's a new man standing.
Amen.
And it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The same yesterday,
today,
and forever. Because we're all that
name.
It's the family name.
Hallelujah.
I mean, on my last name.
Yes.
What do you think I got that from? My Father.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Truth.
And God Himself, I love how gracious and merciful He is. He said, oh, I'm not going to make them do something I wouldn't do myself.
Right.
He said, you know what? I'll come down in flesh.
Yeah.
I'll be born like they are. I'll be raised like they are. I'll suffer like they are. And actually, He suffered more than any man ever did. From the day He was born, He was rejected.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, virgin born. Yeah. Yeah, okay, Mary. Really?
Right.
Yeah.
True.
They didn't believe it. Are you crazy? Even in this day, you tell them some of the things that God has done. Oh, yeah. That was a good coincidence. You got healed.
True.
Right.
You probably just ate the right thing that day. And the sad part of it is sometimes that is true. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're not going to feel no better if you got diabetes and you're just sitting there packing away the sugar.
That's it. You know? Yeah.
God deliver us from something. I wonder how many times we just go back and indulge in things that we know we shouldn't and wonder why we get this stuff.
Right. It's true.
You know, gluttony's a sin too.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Like I said, everybody wants sin preached against that. It's something they do.
Right.
God help us. I don't even my God help me. I don't want to do something that displeases the Lord. Let me read a few quotes here out of Zacchaeus, the businessman, 1963. As I said in the Old Testament, when the blood cell was broke from the lamb, it could not come back upon the worshiper. Therefore, he went out with the same desire to sin. But in this case, talking about the Lamb of God that was shed, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary, said, but in this case, when by faith, the substance, not just a mental workup, something on the inside that knows God will hear me.
Yes.
God knows my heart. And I help. I'm sorry, most of y'all need to be careful because He does.
Amen.
And sometimes you might be going through the actions, but your heart's far from what you're doing.
Yeah.
And He knows that.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't answer. Because you ain't meaning it yet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Good.
But by faith, we lay our hands on the blood cell that was broke at Calvary. Not Jewish. Neither was it the blood cell of a Gentile. It was the blood of God.
Amen.
And when that life come out of there, brings back the life of God to us, which is eternal life. The Greek word used there is Zoe, which means God's own life.
Amen.
And the very life that was in Christ, which was God. And the body was a man, of course. And look, that's very important for you to understand. That's why the Trinitarian idea and all these things, they get so stumbled by that. Jesus was a man.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But He was God made man.
Amen.
God had to take, for Him to be the sacrifice, He had to take His immortality away from Himself.
That's it.
Or He couldn't have died.
That's it.
And if He let the Spirit die, we're all dead.
Right.
Because there's no life outside of that.
That's right.
So the only way for God to do it was for Him to come in a form that could die.
Amen.
But it couldn't be somebody else. It couldn't be you and I that's linked into the first sin, because that's how we all got here.
That's right.
It wasn't eating no tree. It wasn't eating an apple off a tree. It was committing adultery.
Right.
Amen. We all got here the same way that they made children. We're all here. We're all tied into it.
Right.
And that's why we're all sinful. Why do you think He was virgin born?
Right.
He was born outside of that, yet came through a woman to be our kinsman.
Hallelujah.
To take our place.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's the only way God could ever have done it. He needed somebody with righteous blood. Because blood is why we got out of the garden. We needed blood to get back in.
Yeah.
And your mind, blood ain't no good.
Yeah.
But Emmanuel.
Yeah.
God with us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Was absolutely a man.
True.
Amen.
He had the same temptations you and I did. Amen. He had the same limitations. Mine, he was on the boat and he was tired.
Amen.
Took a nap. And I pray you understand that he was still spiritual then too.
Amen.
Remember, they had to go wake him up. And you know, he could say, man, boys, I'm tired today. But he recognized there was a need. And he got up and said, Master, don't you care about us? We're dying out here in this storm.
Yeah.
He didn't fret about it either. He just got up and said, maybe his eyes still half open. But he was living in a realm of perfect faith.
True.
Amen.
No belief. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, and hallelujah.
God was always attacking him.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah.
And he just never listened to it.
Yeah.
The peace be still. And the winds and the waves obeyed him.
Hallelujah.
And the same God lives today.
Amen.
Not out here in the skies. He's over there. What we just read there in the Bible, he says, by Him that can do exceedingly abundantly more than anything we ask or think, by the power that works in us.
Amen.
See, if you're looking for the power of God somewhere else, you'll never see it. But God, quicken the power of God in me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And He will. I've never seen Him fail.
Amen.
Never have I seen Christ fail.
Amen.
The body was a man, of course, but God, the Creator who made the first man, where did He come from if He didn't make him? God the Creator, without the help of anything, created Adam. God the Creator made the man, Christ Jesus, His Son, in the womb of Mary. And He was Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Yes.
Amen.
Not because He had to die, He laid it down.
Amen.
But because sin struck, the spear that broke His heart, and something take place, life come back upon the worshiper. And what was it? Then we have no more conscience of sin. Said the writer of Hebrews, the sin desire is gone. Then now we are free.
Hallelujah.
This is where it meets the road. Look, I understand temptations, the flesh and all that stuff, but I've seen that used as a cop out for people. I'm sorry, probably ain't got the Holy Ghost. It's not the same when you're converted. It's not. You can win.
Amen.
The only times you lose is when you know you let down the bar.
That's right.
But in the world, you can't win.
That's right.
Devil's got you.
That's true.
You try. Maybe you're there too. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do this. And boom, 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 right on my face every time.
Right.
When I got the Holy Ghost, things change.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Things I used to do, I don't do them.
Yes.
How can you be born again and be the same person?
Amen. Right. Amen.
Just the same thing you always were. No, then what's the purpose?
Good.
I got one more here. I'm going to finish. God bless you for your patience. The token, 64. He expects us now to display the token over our faith to Satan's group and the unbelievers and cults and so forth that don't believe in it. That we believing what he has said of his promises that Jesus Christ is raised up from the dead, showing himself alive. How does Jesus prove he's still alive in you and me?
Amen.
And that is the badge, the token of identification. It's Christ's own life in you.
Hallelujah.
Identifying the Word. It doesn't need anything else. That's the token. Shows the Pharisee's page. Shows that you're subject for the resurrection. That God, that same power that raised up Jesus from the grave, you are holding within yourself as a token. The Holy Ghost in you is the token that brings you from the grave.
Hallelujah.
Because the token is God.
Yes.
Which is eternal life. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Coming from the Greek word zoe, which means God's own life in you. And that's the only thing that pays the price. If that token isn't there, how are you going to raise?
That's good.
Brother, sister, tonight, with all fairness to God and to His Word, and to each other, and to the time that we're living in now, that we're not living in. If you're without the token, if you don't have the token, some of you might not even believe in it, but it's here.
Amen.
You're too late to tell me the Holy Ghost ain't still here.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
You're too late to even bring your quote to tell me we ain't got the gifts of Spirit no more.
That's true.
There we go. The token has been here since Christ died. Why don't you identify yourself in death to your own thinking tonight?
Yes.
And let the thoughts that be in Him be in you.
Amen.
That's the only saving relationship there is with Jesus Christ. Nothing else. The other thing outside of that, as John said, he that hath the Son of God hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You're trying to live a Christian life, and I'm challenging the church to live in God today. I'm challenging your experience. We got to know that we know that we know. We got to be like John that says, we know we're the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
You've got to know that. And you got to know that God's going to manifest the Son of Man in your life and prove that He's made flesh now.
Right.
That the same things He did, you can do also.
Amen.
And as we've read quote after quote after quote, the prophet said, it's not the preacher's job, it's everyone's job.
Hallelujah.
Every believer with the Holy Ghost, these signs will follow them that believe.
Truth.
What are those signs? They'll lay their hands on the sick, they'll recover. They'll take up any deadly thing, it won't harm them. They'll speak in tongues.
Truth.
That one usually gets left out, but it's the truth anyway.
It is.
Right. Amen.
And it's not time to just look at little facets of this and this, and we're going to pick this, I like this fruit of life. No, you got to have the whole tree of life.
Amen.
And I can show you where the prophet said the tree of life restored is the bride of Christ.
Amen.
We're a part of the tree that was from the beginning. That tree is not some tree like that over there.
Hallelujah.
That's dead. The tree that I'm talking about never started.
Amen.
It always was. It was Jesus Christ, the name that we're brought from and going back to.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand together this afternoon. Stay in that spirit of worship now. Don't worry about nothing else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we changed the order of the service from preaching to an altar call. And we know it because He lives. 207 PM. If you don't know it, because He lives. in His presence. Now, I'm not asking anyone here to respect us as we're any better than anybody else, or this building's anything better, this is some special church. Wherever Christ is, that makes it special.
Yeah.
And how many believes He's here now?
Yeah.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't feel Him. The Bible said where two or three would gather in His name. How many came in the name of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Then He's here amongst us. God doesn't come for no reason. He comes with a purpose. And as I look around, we can see into the spiritual realm certain things, and I'm not trying to brag or boast. I just know the truth. I can tell Satan's got people bound. It's not right for a child of God to be bound at any time. You let down the bar somewhere in your faith and your experience. And as we bow our heads together, I don't want nobody looking around. Nobody, don't get distracted. I just read a quote from Brother Bram. Said, you know, when you're real tired and you're getting hot and you're ready to leave, he said, that's just the time you're going to get blessed.
Yeah.
The time you get blessed is when you got the greatest adversary coming against you and you still overcome it. And you don't pay the devil no attention. Let's do that right now.
Yeah.
As we respect His presence, and I pray, oh, Holy Spirit, have Your way. Now, You know your heart, and I hope you recognize He knows your heart as well. And I want to ask a question, not to take your experience away, but just to be deadly sincere. If there's one heart that would say, I thought I had a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, I don't believe you'd be here if you weren't interested in Jesus Christ. That's why you're here today. But you say, I thought I did maybe, but I see this, I see that. I see I'm afraid to be baptized in His name. I want to hold on to this or hold on to that of the world. And I know that He that loves the things of the world, the love of God's not in Him. And I need a change. I believe the change maker is in your midst right now.
Yes, amen.
And you've got to have the altar call in your heart. We don't have an altar here. But that doesn't matter anyway. Sometimes we get distracted from that. We think, oh, we're going to come to the altar. Something spiritual is going to happen. You've got to believe that God promised, if you'll confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you. And if there's a doubt in your heart anywhere, would you raise your hands to the Lord and say, Father, forgive me. I thought I was right, but I'm looking and God, wash me. Purify me. And I adjure you and I warn you as the end time soon approaches, if you have not repented of all your iniquities, all your sins, you're holding on to the old man somewhere, you think you can still do the things you used to do and live in the world and things, God have mercy on you. You need to repent. Because repent means twofold, to feel sorry and to turn away from. And in your mind, you need to say, God, I'm done with sin. Is there anyone who say, Lord, I'm here to repent of my sins this afternoon? God bless you. Say, is raising my hand mean anything? It's the difference between life and death.
Yes, Lord.
The devil might tell you to leave it down. You know, oh, somebody will think bad of you. Ain't nobody looking around now. This is between you and Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus Christ's name, and you're ashamed to do so, you're afraid that, you know, somebody might not accept you if you do that. You'll be kicked out of your church or whatever that might be. That can't mean anything to you. I've already proven to you that that's the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if you're not in that name, you will not be there. Because the whole family in heaven and earth is named the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I adjure you. Praise. We've got water now. It's cold, but hey, if you want the Holy Ghost, it's there for you. And you've got the faith to say, God, if I obey your word, you'll give me the Holy Ghost. How many, and you don't even have to be baptized this minute, but if you believe, how many, that I'm not trying to take it away from you. If you've received the Holy Ghost, I'm not telling you to doubt that now. I'm saying if you know you haven't, you know you've lived the same old life you always have, the signs of the believer don't follow you. If you know that, how many would want to raise and say, God, I want the Holy Ghost. I want to be filled. I want to be changed. I'm tired of sin.
Yeah,
I'm tired of coming in Christ and out of Christ. I want to be sealed. God bless you. Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
You've got to believe it now. Believe it. Don't stop short. Confess with your mouth. Die to sin. Say, God, I'm staying here until I know I've been changed. If you don't change me here, Lord, you're going to find a pile of bones because I'm not leaving. You get serious with God, He'll get serious with you. Hallelujah. Pray for one another now. I see God working on hearts. Well, we've got to get past just a little emotional workup. It's got to be something on the inside that's coming out. It's got to be new life. It's got to be quickened from the Holy Ghost.
Touch us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mold us and make us.
Thank you, Jesus.
To thy image, Lord.
Those of you that are Christians, you receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
If you want that closer walk,
yes,
you go ahead and
Lord.
Speak that. Say, God, I believe you. I believe you, Father. Lead and guide me in all truth. Oh, glory to God. Just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit now. You've got to believe that He's here, or you'll never get any power from Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I see the Spirit of God moving. I want to testify to you. As we stay in that spirit of worship, you might not see it all the time. But I've had witness after witness after witness say the pillar of cloud they've seen in these services.
Yes.
The same God that led the children of Israel is here this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
And the Bible says, blessed is he that doesn't see but still believes it.
Hallelujah.
Yield to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Just yield yourself. Continue to yield. Don't think of anything else but Him. Go ahead and die, sister. Die to that thing. We're too complacent sometimes with our experience. We're too comfortable with the unbelief in our life. You've got to get angry about it. Say, God, get it out of me. You can't save yourself. You can't help yourself. But He can. And He will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get to that place where God shows you it's over. I've done it. You've got to believe it. Say it in faith. Believe. Don't ask haphazard. Believe that strongholds need to come down. Don't make me call you by name. I don't want to embarrass anyone here. You need to surrender to God in the name of Jesus Christ. This could be your last opportunity.
Oh, Lord.
Lukewarm lives don't go in the rapture. Holy Ghost filled lives go in the rapture.
Yes. Yes.
We're not getting in by the skin of our teeth. We're going to get in chomping the devil down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay and amen.
Praise God. Go ahead, sis. Just listen to the Spirit. You follow the Holy Spirit today. Whatever He tells you to do, you do it. Praise His glorious name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship Him in the Spirit. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about somebody else. Picture yourself there. You're in heavenly place in Christ Jesus right now, whether you want to be or not. That's what's here right now. Picture Him standing in front of you. What does He deserve? How many times He healed you? How many times He brought you out of sin and shame? Maybe you put yourself back in prison. He can take you out again. Let Him do it. How, brother? Yield. Believe. Confess it.
Yes, Jehovah.
That's it, Sister Brenda. That's it.
Yes, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Rapha. Help and obey.
The same God that discerned the thoughts and intents of the heart in the prophet stands in your midst now.
Holy,
how many times does God have to speak to us personally for us to believe it? That's not me. That's not the words of a man. That's the words of God to you.
Oh, yes.
I'm so far beyond my own thinking. There's a whole other dimension here right now. And it's not me. It's not me taking the show. It's you. It's the bride of Christ.
Yeah.
You're His masterpiece. You're the one He wants to hear love on Him. You're the one He's been waiting on for thousands of years to come to be.
Yes. Prince of Peace.
Oh, just worship Him.
Mighty God are
thank
thee.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mighty God are thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mighty
oh, raise
God.
Those hands that hang down.
Lord
confirm
God
those feeble
Almighty.
Knees. And give God praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy.
blessed Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, have your way in the hearts of each one. Change each life in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Go home free, child of God. Get past just emotion. Say, God, from my core, change me. Oh, God. Hear your people today. Hear each one in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 That's just the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of it. The prophet had to tell people all over again, don't be afraid of that. That's the greatest thing that ever touched you. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Like to come forward for prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother, sister. You're doing exactly what God wants you. That's to worship Him. Commit yourself anew. Give Him all your heart. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray with our sister.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
sing with all your heart.
Oh, hail King Jesus.
Over yet. I don't believe in begging, pleading either. If the word's affected you, I believe it'll take root. But I do feel very pressed to let you know once more, if you don't have it yet, if you don't have the victory, don't let Satan keep you bound. That thing you feel sweeping through this room, I wish every eye could see it so you know it's true. That's him. And we know that there's not much longer that spirit will leave this earth. And then what, brother, sister?
Oh, Lord.
Then what good does it do, sister, chop your hair off at that point?
Yes,
what good does it do,
Lord,
for you to wear the things of the world, to act like the world, brother, and cuss like them, tell dirty jokes? What good does that do then? What are you going to do when you wake up and you realize a couple of those saints that you knew aren't here no more? They've been taken. God forbid that one soul under the sound of my voice isn't baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, isn't sealed into the kingdom. You've had your opportunity right now.
Yes, Lord.
You need to know that you know that you know. You're a part of him.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Praise. Hallelujah.
Yield yourself to God now. I don't know exactly what he wants done. As far as the words of a man are done right now. God has spoken for himself.
Jesus.
That little voice speaking to you to say, make that thing right. That's not just some spirit. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Don't get too intellectual. You don't realize how simple it is.
Yes.
Prophet one time said, you'll have those thoughts come, I'm too tired to do it now. I'm ready to go home. I'm thinking about lunch and things. He said, that's legions of devils trying to keep you from the promise
of
God.
Lord. Help.
God bless our sister here. Hallelujah. God bless each one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's 9 gifts in the Spirit, and I believe they're in every body.
Yeah.
Let the Holy Spirit have its way. Don't you be afraid of the Spirit of God. Don't think, he can't use me today. Oh, yes, he can. That cloud just resides right above you. He's waiting for somebody just to yield himself. Maybe he just wants you to speak the word of healing. Maybe he just wants you to believe and pronounce that word of faith. You got that gift of faith there. Let it go. Brother, sister, don't think you're reasoning down. You're not. Don't pray in unbelief. Pray in faith. God, you said I could have anything I ask. I'm asking something you promised me. Give me peace from on high. Give me love for the sinner. Give me love for my brother and my sister. Take away the love from the world. Fill me with the love of God afresh. Hallelujah. Pray for our sister. Believe with her that she can have what she has need of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, as I place my hand on my sister's head, I pray that the Holy away the old sin of mine. May the mind of Christ come. May he have that experience that he needs to have, the love of God shed upon his heart by the Holy Ghost. And may the stronghold of the devil be defeated. And when you come, may he be ready.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Over there.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Finally, Lord, yes, Lord. We commit it to you, Lord. We believe we're not going to confess anything different.
Yes,
but it's
Lord.
A finished work.
Yes,
we accept
Lord.
It now together. As we agree, say, if any two of you agree on any one thing, I'll do it. I agree with my sister Ruth about the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have it.
The Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Confess with your mouth the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, on high.
Your problems, he can take care of it.
Thou art exalted far above.
Just exalt him now.
And I exalt thee.
Church, believe,
yeah.
Receive it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise him for it.
Yes.
You have it already.
By thy power, thy might.
You had it before the foundation
yes.
of the world, and the devil can never take it from you.
Yes. Praise you.
I don't care what you've done.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how many times you doubted.
Yes.
Believe it today, and
yes.
strongholds will come down. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Say that again with all your every hand raised.
This I exalted, and I exalted, and I exalted.
Yes, Father. Just have a worship session with him. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, we praise you, blessed God. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for predestinating me. Thank you for picking me, Lord, and healing me, setting me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for my family.
Praise
thank
you
for your
power.
Healing touch.
Your promises.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Yes, your power, Lord. Thank
oh,
you.
Praise
for
you,
your wonder-working
you,
power. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
You're directing my path. Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
You're speaking truth to my ears.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, my. It's just hard to
yes,
stay standing.
Lord.
Praise
yes.
your glorious name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You'll never be any closer yes. to God than right now.
Prince of peace,
oh,
mighty
praise
God
your name
are
until
these.
We get to that land
hallelujah.
Beyond the river.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Just let the Holy Ghost wash you. Let that water of the Word just take away the world right out of your heart. Out of your mind, out of your soul, out of your body. Praise and glory to Him. Oh, praise you,
Lord God.
Praise you, praise
you. Thank you, blessed Lord.
Praise you, praise you, oh my.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
Having a hard time speaking in English right now. Thank you, blessed God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not a fanatic. That's the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yes.
This is what fell on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
And it looked just as good. It looked just as foolish then as it does now. But it's the truth of God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sweet Savior.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Sweet
thank
Savior.
You, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Let's just worship Him.
Praise
there is a river. Can you give me F-205?
Yeah.
You don't know it. And I'm telling you, that river's right here flowing now. Just believe it. There is a river. Don't be distracted. God still wants to work on you.
That flows from deep, deep within.
God bless you. God bless you. Believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, if you need to go, I want you to go ahead and be dismissed now. I'm not going to stop the Holy Spirit from moving. And if you're done with service, you can go ahead and leave service. But I'll tell you right now, there's more God wants to do. You know that in your hearts. You already know. Anybody that's spiritual minded can feel that unsettledness right now. He doesn't tell his servants everything. He tells us enough to get the children of God free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe it now. That's just the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Believe now.
Yes. Jesus. Praise that
okay,
holy
in the name,
name
of Jesus Christ, you believe it.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise.
Thank you.
Praise.
Yes. Pray God, you can change it from this moment forward
by
the power of the Holy Ghost and fire. And as a witness,
Lord. Yes.
For your honor and praise, we ask that you be so in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Believe,
praise
believe.
Your Holy Name.
Just
fine. Hallelujah.
Start praising, worship.
Yes, hallelujah.
Worship Him. Don't you listen to any unbelief. There's no unbelief here.
Praise
the power of the Holy Ghost is fire.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
appreciate the Holy Spirit today.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to make it another teachable moment and the Holy Spirit moves, you better be ready for Satan to come on and sing. He gets angry when people get free.
Amen.
He'll attack you any old way. The church living God, you've got to stay in faith. Nothing doubting. Sister, we know the Lord will take care of her. I believe. How many believe?
Amen.
Remember in prayer when you go, say, Lord, help our sister. We believe she's well. She's healed for the glory of God. We're not going to give the devil no credit.
Amen.
Even that condemnation that wants to come to brother and sister and tell you you're just not good enough and all that stuff, that's legions of them devils just trying to come back again. You just go ahead and say the promise of God.
Amen.
I'm the church. I'm a part of the church of the living God. Satan, you're defeated.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate you all. I appreciate Him.
Amen.
For if He's not in the service, it's just a waste of time. How many of you say you were touched by the Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
What are you singing, Dad? We'll sing that here in a minute. It was good to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon.
Amen.
I'm going to let you. We're going to worship the Lord. I said I've already dismissed, so if you want to go, that's fine. Saying I'm a new creation here in a little bit. Just stay in that spirit of worship. And whatever God has given you today, don't let the devil take it back.
Amen.
You keep a hold on it and you confess it every day. And you watch the word manifest itself. God bless you today. We appreciate you. Appreciate little Abraham. His life that'll be for the Lord.
Amen.
We're grateful for that. God bless you today, saints. We love you and appreciate you. You're dismissed. Let's go ahead and sing.
Free.